changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. You cleaned me up inside. You thought I was the devil. Lifted me,
yeah.
When nothing else could help.
It was yours.
Nothing else.
Thank you, Jesus. He sacrificed his life.
so we could be free. Hallelujah. He sacrificed his life so I could be free. He sacrificed his life. I hope y'all hearing me. He sacrificed his life so I could be free. He sacrificed his life so we could be free. I hope y'all hear me at the sound of my voice. And by the aid of the Holy Ghost, Jesus, I'm talking about Jesus. He sacrificed his life, hallelujah, so we could be free. I know he sacrificed his life so I could be free. I am free, y'all. I am free. Oh, Jesus. I thank God I'm so free. We are free. You need to go ahead on right now and lift your hands because you know you're free. If you're free, lift your hands and say, I'm free. Because God sacrificed his life for you. He didn't have to do it. He sacrificed his life for ours, y'all. Oh, he sacrificed his life for me. Thank you, Jesus, for sacrificing your life or dying on the cross. You said in John 3:16, God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him shall not perish. Hallelujah. But have everlasting life. Have everlasting life. You died so we can be free. That was love. That was love. Love. That's how much he loved us. To sacrifice his life for ours. And I have 7 ways I could tell you that God loves us. There are so many more ways in the Bible that he loves us. But I would like to give you 7 ways. Hallelujah, Jesus. That he loves us. Amen. Number one. Hallelujah. He loves us with atoning love. Number 2, he loves us with a calling love. Number 3, he loves us with redeeming love. And number 4, he loves us with justifying love. And number 5, he loves us with adopting love. Number 6, he loves us with sanctifying love. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And number 7, he loves us with glorifying love. Oh, thank you, Lord. God love us, y'all. He love us. He atoned for our sin. That's how much he love us. He atoned for our sin. And I'm glad that he did. Sacrifice his love. Sacrifice his love. Hold down on the cross. Hold down on the cross between 3-2 thieves. He hung there for you and I. I say he hung there for you and I. That's love. That's what I call love. Love. When they whipped him and they beat him and they scored him and they talked about him and they spit on him and they denied him and they crucified him. And he still say, Father, forgive him. Forgive him. For they know not what they do. That's how much he loved us. They beat him, and he still asked God to forgive him. That's how much love he had for us. And even for those who did what they did to him, he said, forgive him. And some of us is too selfish to ask for forgiveness. But I want to say right now before I get into the heart of my text, if I have said anything to anyone, if I had thought or said or done anyone, to anyone on this airways, I ask you to forgive me. Man of God, if I said anything to you, if I said anything out the way, would you forgive me? Forgive me. God is a forgiving God. He was a forgiving God. He's a forgiving God. He forgave those who beat and scorned and ridiculed his son? And why can't we forgive? Why can't we learn how to forgive? Holding resentment, bitterness, hatred. Forgive. Forgive. That's how much he loved us. He sacrificed his life for ours so we could be saved, so we could be free. I know I'm free. I'm free. It's just like a bird. Let me just say this. It's just like a wounded bird that may be at your witness seal. You take him and you care for him. But if you love that bird, once you take care of him, what you do, you set him free and let him go. That's love. That's love. And good afternoon to you, man of God. How are you today? I want to thank you, man of God, for allowing me to be on this platform tonight. And welcome, welcome to everyone who are listening in tonight. 52 weeks of love, week 36. And I am your host tonight, Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I want to say to you all tonight, I love you. And Jesus loves you too. I say, I love you, and Jesus loves you too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to share with you all tonight. I be talking about worshiping God. Worshiping God. And I would like to say to you tonight, my key verse will be coming from John, the 4th chapter, verse 24. Amen. God is worthy to be worshiped. We must worship him in spirit and in truth. Worship means worthiness and giving God the recognition he deserves for who he is, because he is God. The word worthiness means being humble and admirable. God is worthy, and he is worthy of our praise. And he deserves all the glory, honor, and our praise. Amen. The Bible gives us an example of a woman who truly worshiped God through songs and dance. That's in Exodus, the 15th chapter, verses 20 through 21. Tells us that Miriam picked up a tambourine and led the people in songs and dance. She sang to them, sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He is highly exalted. Do we have any worshipers on the air tonight? I say, do we have any worshipers on the air tonight? I can't see you, but lift your hand. If there are any worshipers on the air tonight, go ahead on and lift your hand. If you're a worshiper of God, lift your hand. Lift your hand. If not, then I'll pray for you when I get off the air. Amen. I'm not just talking about the women, but I'm talking about you two men. If you're a worshiper of God, lift your hand. Go ahead on and lift your hand. Lift your hand. You know what worship is? Worship is described in Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and verse 2. The Apostle Paul says, I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies a living and a holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. We are to give God all of ourselves. Listen at this, saints of God. We are to give to God all of ourselves. We are to get lost in his presence. Romans 12 and 1, this must give us all what we need to worship. That's Romans 12 and 1. This verse gives us all what we need to worship. First, there is the motivation to worship, the mercies of God. God's mercies are everything he has given us that we don't deserve. Did y'all get that? God's mercies are everything he has given us that we don't deserve. And that's eternal love, eternal grace, eternal joy, our saving faith, the Holy Spirit, and everlasting peace. Amen. The knowledge and understanding of these incredible gifts motivates us to pour forth praise and thanksgiving. In other words, worship. Let me say that again. The knowledge and understanding of these incredible gifts motivates us to pour forth praise and thanksgiving. In other words, worship. When Apostle Paul said, listen at this. Praise of God, listen at this. When Paul said, the Apostle Paul said, present your bodies a living sacrifice. Paul is telling us to do something with our bodies, y'all. Meaning give God all of ourselves. God wants your heart. Hear me tonight. God wants your heart and your spirit. Not part of you, but all of you. I hope y'all got that. I said God wants your heart and your spirit. Not part of you, but all of you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, saints of God. True worship is God's center worship. John, the fourth chapter, the 23rd through the 24th verse says, yet, a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. Hallelujah. God is spirit, and his worshiper must worship in spirit and truth. Thank you, Jesus. Saints of God. Hallelujah. God is not limited by time and space. When people are born of the Spirit, they can commune with God anywhere. I said when we are born of the Spirit, we can commune with God anywhere. You may hear me all time say, I worship in front of Walmart. I worship in front of Macy's. I worship in front of my house. It doesn't matter wherever, I worship him. I worship him. People tend to get caught up. Listen, saints of God, tend to get caught up in where they should worship. Hallelujah. What music they should sing and worship, and how their worship looks to other people. Focusing on these things completely misses the point. We can worship our Father anywhere, just like I just said earlier. We can worship our Father anywhere. In your car, your workplace, even in your bathroom. We can't focus on who's singing the song of the solo Sunday. We need to focus on the word of the song, the lyric of the song. We can't focus on messing up our new shoes. You might need to kick them off and run. You might need to kick them off, run, shout, jump, dance, fall to the floor. Let me tell you about me. When I walk in church sometimes, I'm going for the word. I'm going for Jesus. I get to that altar and I bow down on my knees before God. I bow down at the chair. I bow down on the floor. I worship him. He wants us to worship him with everything within us. Hallelujah, Jesus. We must enter, y'all, hear me tonight. We must enter into his presence in thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Psalm 100 said, enter into his gate with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, Jesus. Side by side, Lord. I want y'all to hear me. stand by and say, Lord, I adore you. I appreciate you. I magnify your name. Bow down before the Lord and cry out to him and worship his holy name. Let me say that again if anyone didn't get this. Stand by and say, Lord, I adore you. I got to lift my hands to that. I appreciate you. I magnify your name. Bow down before the Lord, somebody, and cry out to him and worship his holy name. Important to know that worship is reserved only for God. Did y'all get that? I say worship is reserved only for God, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you tonight, God. Oh, I thank you tonight, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, because you know I worship you anywhere. I worship you anywhere. It doesn't matter. I love to worship God. I love to praise him. Yes. Well, I am a worshiper. I am a worshiper. I'm a praiser. I praise him anyway. It don't matter what church I go to. I still praise him. I worship him because I'm going for God, not man. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are not to worship things, y'all. Listen, people of God. We are not to worship things or people, but God. Amen. We also should not be worshiping for the expectation of something in return. Don't worship and look for something in return. Did y'all get that? Say, don't worship for expecting something in return. That means that we must worship the right object, God, not men. Listen, my people. That means that we must worship the right object, God, not man. Well, let's worship God. Somebody ought to have their hand lifted now. For all what we see going around, I'm not focusing on it, but you see it, you see it. You got your eyes, you got natural eyes, and you got spiritual eyes. And you don't need spiritual eyes to see. 3 hurricanes back to back. Back to back. I've been sitting here praying. Lord, don't tell me they're going to gain strength or they're going to shift. The devil is a liar. I know who is behind it. I know. Hurricane Irma. Hurricane Jose. And Hurricane Katia. They said they're going to gain strength. But guess what? We've been given authority and power to shred our serpent and scorpion and over all the power of the enemy. And the Bible says nothing by enemy shall hurt or harm us. We need to pray. Nothing by enemy or harm shall hurt us. We have the authority. We have the power. When Jesus ascended unto heaven, hey, somebody. And he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. He transferred the authority back to the church. And that's us. We've been given authority over these things, over the devil, the demons, and evil spirits. Power and ruling and wickedness in high places. Yes. Let's use our authority. Stand up. Speak. I heard the man of God on the other night. I think Pastor Marvin Provo say, speak to the climate. It either was him or Pastor Gaston. Speak to the climate. We need to speak to these things in the name of Jesus. Speak to them. Speak to them and tell them not root themselves and go throw themselves in the sea. Speak to them. Say, go throw yourself in the sea, Irma. You die. name of Jesus. You too, Hosea. You too, Katia. We come against you right now in the name of Jesus. We have the authority. We have the power. Even Jesus spoke to the sea and the wind and said, peace be still. Why can't we do what Jesus did? He already told us. Do what I did. Even greater things we can do, because I go to my Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. I speak right now, peace, be still. All over Florida. Every state, every nation, every country, every city. Hey, somebody. Yes, Lord. Yes, let me say that again. We must worship the right object. And that's God. Not man, but let's worship God. And the Bible in Acts 10 and 26 says we don't worship idols. 1 John 5 and 21 says we don't worship demons. 1 Corinthians 10 chapter verses 19 through 22 say, and not worship angels. Revelation 22 and 8 verse 9 said, and not even worship Satan. Jesus said, y'all hear me tonight. Hear me tonight. Jesus said, you shall worship God. Hey, somebody. Jesus said, you shall worship God, the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Matthew, the 4th chapter, verse 10. Jesus said, oh, glory to your name. Jesus said, you shall worship God, the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. That's in Matthew, the 4th chapter, verse 10. When we come to truly understand, listen at me, my people. Saints of God, those on the P2P ministry, the Blog Talk Radio, the Now Network, listen to me. Listen to me at the end of my voice and the sound of the Holy Ghost. Listen to me at the end of my voice. Listen to me at the sound of my voice. I'm sorry, the end of the Holy Ghost. I feel the power of God right now. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hey, somebody. When we come to truly understand what it really means to worship God with our spirit and above everything else, God will be pleased. Y'all didn't get that. When we come to truly understand what it really means to worship God with our spirit and truth above everything else, God will be pleased. Y'all hear me tonight? I say God will be pleased. This is the most important thing. But our lives will also be transformed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hey, Jesus. Hallelujah. By the renewing of our mind, a transformation will take place on the inside of us. May God help us all to be true worshipers who will worship in spirit and in truth. Did y'all get that? Hey, somebody. May God. I said, may God help us all to be true worshipers who will worship in spirit and in truth. Thank you, God. We shall know the truth. This is the word of God speaking to us tonight. He said, we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. What did I just say? The word of God said, we shall know the truth. Hey, somebody. And the truth shall make us free. So what? The truth. What is the truth? The truth is Jesus Christ. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He said in John 14 and 6, I am the way. I am the truth, and I am the life. I am the way, hey, Jesus. I am the truth, oh, Lord, and I am the way. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, Lord. I'm glad I know the truth. I'm glad I know the truth. And I know who the truth is. The truth is Jesus Christ. Yes. Worshiping God is who we are. Worshiping God is who we are. Yes, Lord. When you come before the Lord, listen, my people. Listen, saints of God, if you are listening. If you hear me by the sound of my voice, it ain't of the Holy Ghost. When you come before the Lord, you need to come with thanksgiving in your heart. Can I say that again? When you come before the Lord, you need to come with thanksgiving in your heart. Praise on your lips and fire in your belly. Hey, somebody. God don't need no lip service. Did y'all get that? God don't need no lip service. No, he don't. Your heart. God got to be right. Your heart. God wants your heart to be right. Your heart got to be right. Jesus said, you honor me with your lips. Y'all remember that. You honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. He said, you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. God don't want no lip service. He wants you to honor him with your heart. Your heart. Your heart got to be right. Your heart must be pure. You must have a pure heart. He said, who shall ascend unto the hill? Only those with clean hands and a pure heart. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, city, oh, my child. But your heart is far from me, he said. Throw yourself on the altar. Throw yourself on the altar. And to worship him with every DNA on you. And to worship him with every DNA in your body. Go ahead on. I'm going to say this again. But your heart is far from me. Throw yourself on the altar. God wants us to throw ourselves on the altar. Go lay every part of you on the altar. Lay your body on the altar. Your head, your tongue, your mouth, your every DNA. Lay it on the altar. Hallelujah, Jesus. Go lay yourself out before God. Bow before the King. Bow before the King. Hey, Jesus. Bow before the King. Well, who is the King? You know the psalm says, who is the King? He's the King of glory. Who is this King? He's the King of glory. Bow down and worship him. Come on, somebody. Bow before the King. I'm bowing right now before him, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let me bow, Lord. Father, thank you, Jesus. I bow. Hey, Lord. Bow before the King. Bow down and worship him. Tell him we adore him. Tell him we appreciate him. Tell him we appreciate him. Tell him we adore him. We appreciate him. We magnify his name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Come on, somebody. Tell him we appreciate him. I lift my hands right now. I appreciate you, Jesus. I adore you. I magnify your name. I glorify your name. I be grateful to you. I be so grateful and honored to you. Honored to you, Lord. Honored to you, Jesus. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody, and lift your hand and say, I appreciate you, Jesus. I adore you, Lord. Hey, somebody. From the outside. Thank you, Jesus. I glorify you. I worship you, Lord. I bow before you right now, Jesus. him. I worship him. Yes, I worship him. 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 Come on and worship him. Oh, worship him. Worship him. Worship him. I can't help but to worship him. Indeed. Yes.
Consuming fire.
Come on, man of God, hey.
Sweet
perfume. Come on, man of God, hey.
His awesome presence is.
Yes, Lord.
It fills this room.
Oh, don't tell me.
Consuming fire.
Yes,
sweet perfume.
Come on, man of
His
God,
awesome
hey.
Presence. Come on and lift your hands and worship.
Somebody needs to lift their hands.
It fills this room. We are.
Somebody lift your hands.
This is holy ground.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Come on and enter in.
Enter in.
Holy ground. Holy ground.
Holy ground.
This is holy ground.
Yes, it's holy ground.
Oh, we lay
yes,
prostrate before you, Lord Jesus.
I bow.
We decrease of all ourselves.
Oh, I bow.
To be glorified,
yes,
lifted up, and magnified as we worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, Lord, we worship you with extravagant respect.
Yes. Yes.
We honor you with our worship of praise.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
In your holy name. Bow down.
Bow down.
Bow down and worship him.
Oh, yes, Lord. Bow down.
Worship him.
And worship him.
Oh,
yes.
Worship him.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on, say, bow down and worship him.
Oh, yes.
Enter in.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, worship him.
Yes.
Bow down and bow down and worship him.
Oh, yes. And worship him.
Worship him.
Woo!
Can still be fire.
Yes, Lord. Woo.
Enter in. Whoa, whoa. Worship him.
Yes, Lord. Woo.
We worship you, Lord Jesus, tonight. If you're on this call and you need prayer, you just want to just have a word of encouragement for the evangelist dial one. Come on, get involved in this conversation. Get to the worship right now. We're going to open the line. And you just give out the praise to God. Just give him your worship, your best worship right now.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bow down. We bow down and worship you. Come on, somebody.
Tonight,
and we worship you.
Have your
bow down and worship.
down and worship.
Hallelujah.
Bow down and worship. Bow down and worship. Bow down and worship. He alone is worthy of my praise. He alone is worthy of my time. He alone is worthy of my study. That's why I bow down and worship, worship him.
Hallelujah.
Bow down.
Yes. Bow down.
Yes, Lord.
And worship him.
Yes, man of God.
For
come
he
on.
Alone is worthy.
Yes,
bow
man of God.
Down and worship him.
Somebody
ought to bow down. We lay
hallelujah.
Before you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Glory.
We honor you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, we honor you, Jesus. Hey.
We love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, bless him tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey.
Amen, amen, amen. All the lines are open. If someone has a request, just go ahead and just speak it right now. If not, we're going to turn it back over to Evangelist and let her close us out in prayer.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're worthy.
Oh, he's so worthy, y'all. He's so worthy, y'all. He's so worthy. He's so worthy.
Great.
He's so worthy.
Yes, Lord.
He is so worthy. Lord, he's so worthy.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
I thank you for being here. Yes. Come on, somebody. Just go for Jesus. Hallelujah.
We're gonna end with this song without any prayer. We're just going to end with this song and say
yes,
we need
Lord,
more of
come.
Him. Bless his name.
More love. More power.
Yes,
more
God.
You in my life. Yeah. More love.
Say more love.
More love.
You are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.